listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I spend most of my time with John. He was a difficult person to speak to, but he had a blank for what was wrong with him. But he's possessed with an entity. And many of you are. Many of you think that your voice, your words are yours. And I would say no. Because if your words are yours, and I ask you a question, I'll continue. If your words are coming from you, and they are yours, when you have a problem, and you certainly will, if you think that way, and then I'm going to ask you sarcastically, well, if your words are yours, how is it you made a mess of your life? How is it you can't solve your problem? How is it you don't know when to ask for help? Because you're too arrogant because you think you can do it for yourself. Other people exist to help you, as I exist to help you. But in order for that to be kosher, what's coming through you how can I say it? There's a certain way I could say this. The voice you're hearing from me, as broken as it is and as sick as I am right now, I got that from the hospitals. I didn't know it was there for years and years and years. I get it from hospitals. And the hospital tries to fix it, or they don't tell me it's there. And I survived. I'm in my 89th year. And so, where was I talking about now? Yes, the words. And then we'll go on to my subject here. And it's very important, because the person that called me says, when you said thoughts are not yours, he said, I'm calling you because I'm completely cured from all the bad things I've ever done, just by understanding what you said. And the understanding he got, and other people get it different ways, that's why we need to talk to a lot of people with different kinds of problems, or have the same cause. You doubt yourself, or you trust yourself too much. You're arrogant. You think you know everything. That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need. Oh, well. Okay. Let me do this. Sorry, I had to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children would go to heaven. That's it. I forgot to turn it off. And I was talking about those words, and he said how I got to be better from everything. Because you said your words are not your own. And everybody thinks that their own words are their own words. And their own thoughts, they're not. None of you have you, except a certain few can see that there's something wrong with you not being able to fix things. And I don't think it's put into language what I'm about to say now. But so I'll say it, so in the best way I can, as the person that called me. So he said, when I said that you cannot, that your words are not your own, if they were, you could fix the words. You could stop the endless loop of thoughts. You could stop the anguish and struggle you have to do this and to that, to do the right thing to the wrong thing, you know, and then to go along to get along, and then to be angry. You have power over that. if that's your words, if those are your words. He says, that is what cured me. He's right. Because when I heard, he said, when I heard your voice saying your words are not your words. I know my words are not my words because I get my information in the moment from a different source as you do. So these are not my words either. They're not coming from me, they're coming through me. The answers, the understanding.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I want to tell you, I have the information and the chutzpah, the noiv, to tell you this. I know how to stop this civil war. I know how to break down both parties and leave the person to go where they go. I know how to do it, and the attack against the talk radio network and all many other stations, but in the most important is yours truly. I know what's going on. All I have to do is awaken you. And I'm going to read something to you. And it is socialism versus common sense. Who will decide the outcome? Now, it's stamped April 2002. What you're about to hear is the best I can. I'm not good reading my own words because it's artificial. It's artificial to me to read it back. I fall over it. Will you excuse that? I fall over myself when the spirit moves within me, especially since I have this problem of infection. I'm doing fine. I do need the support. But I can still talk if I can't walk, see? So here I am. Let me begin. I wrote in 2002, there is an ongoing planned war against common sense. The goal is to displace our loyalties from the God of American liberty to a dark alien political system known today as socialism. And this is a war that takes places on two fronts, one of which involves you and everyone alive. Every internal conflict you have is the evidence of an internal war between you and what you're becoming through overreacting. Listen carefully to the words. Let me say it again. Every internal conflict you have is the evidence of an internal war between you are becoming through overreacting. There's the emphasis, overreacting, and the person you could have been if you didn't overreact. Resentment, that's the word, towards injustice reverses the natural nature of self-control from within your soul to and in favor of the intimidator. I have to stop here for a minute. Karl Marx says, accuse others of what you do. That works, doesn't it? It happens all the time. That's all embedded in socialism. Hostility disconnects you from your common sense, slowly but surely, and reconnects you to the source of injustice and unjust manipulation. Such an internal disconnect serves as a deviant political purpose. War is politics is warfare by other means. That's what I was looking for. Politics is warfare by other means. Now I go back to my writing here. Each internal disconnect serves as a deviant political purpose. Emotions that are subject to common sense are vital to the preservation of your personality and the national integrity and sovereignty. By intensifying emotional extremes of love and hate, the free spirit of both man and nation is lost. By way of sophisticated mass media techniques, the minds and hearts of entire populations have been compromised. Very few people will ever be aware of the subtle changes in their loyalties after one decade of exposure to Americans' mass media. Many people are becoming communists at heart while still thinking they are Americans. 60 years of subversion is being realized right here in the United States, the last bastion of common sense. Albert Einstein once said, "No problem can be solved at the same level of awareness that created it. The opposing forces of good and evil operate in different levels of consciousness, one from within and above, and the other one from without and below." In much the same way, the sickest member of the family often rises to the top to rule many generations. So does the devil rise to power in nations of demoralized people. Like the Wizard of Oz pulling the strings behind the curtain, social engineers that got into our country have been running this world into the ground. Hard-working people support the lazy. Conservatives are maligned in the media, while those who hate our nation party, those doing the most good, struggle to exist, while the leeches thrive on the wealthiest non-profits in America, turning our emotions against us, our socialist works, to extinguish mankind's free and noble spirit. All the suffering there ever was or ever will be comes from without and below. We all contribute by overreacting to subtle psychopolitical pressures heaped upon us all. There's a method in the madness. Injustice, cruelty, and shock are employed to serve the main purpose. Someone or others wants to unbalance the nation's virtues and take away our faith in religion and God, forcing us all to connect to without and below, the antithesis of common sense. Another way of saying this is that resentment causes us to doubt our common sense, compelling us against the indwelling will of common sense. Excuses become an evolution of lies, explaining away what they made of us. Lies on every level have programmed America to become mentally ill, dependent upon pharmaceuticals to correct the chemical imbalances, as they say or think. In this way, your corrupt lifestyle is preserved and you go on getting worse, thinking that science will save you and make you better. Before 9/11, the left wing doublespeak was boldly dragging America down. Socialists were successful, communists, in confounding and confusing nearly every American about what reality is. This condition continues to drive us all to make all the wrong decisions, especially the political ones, because it's not your voice. It's not you. Now, some of you may not like what you see, but you're still caught up in it. You still can't fight it back. You don't have the authority to fight it back because you still have thoughts that come to you which are not yours, which you realize are not yours, but you don't know how to replace the not yours self. See? So this condition conditions to drive us all to make wrong decisions, especially the political ones. Because if there's something wrong with you, there's a tendency for most people, not all, is to love the wicked thing that rises to love what's wrong with us. That's what we do. That's how evil works. The evil that's put into you makes you uncomfortable. And so if you have somebody who loves you that way, that's an enablement. So you get worse. You get a cookie to do as you're told, to believe as they will you. So this condition continues to drive us all to make the wrong decisions, especially the political ones. Yes, the other day I told you, if you get angry and very upset, you see evil as good and good as evil, and then you turn on each other. Scoundrels are glorified when noble candidates are verified, sending America's destiny into imperious danger. High-paid media dupes have twisted reality, compromised our schools, churches, and noble institutions. The hidden ones have used entertainers, talking heads, to trick Americans into electing enemies of liberty to high office. All the miseries of history have come down through an insecure, homegrown class of betrayers willing to exchange their souls for power. Power intoxicates. It shuts the door to their minds against reality and the misery of their countrymen. An ancient spirit has awakened in them, instructing their base instincts. The ambitious are not inwardly conflicted because their orders come from the dark side. They think these ideas are their own, and they seem to be work. When you do to others what was done to you, you get a certain amount of pleasure. Their like-minded followers instantly recognize those amiable scoundrels as saviors incarnate, just like the president of the United States, Obama. He loves the worst in you, and you love the worst in him. He validates that your bad is good. This is very dangerous. Media complicitly has normalized vile behavior. The result of that is the power of anti-Americans have evolved in direct proportion to the abuses of their elected offices. Once in power, the hyper-compassionate proceeded in a giant civil rights to the worst in human nature, all in the name of compassion. Once in power, the hyper-compassionate proceeds to grant civil rights to the worst in human nature in the name of compassion. It's upside down. The real purpose is to create envy, social chaos, by downbreeding two or more garbage generations to outvote normal Americans, their hearts being incompatible with our Constitution. Demoralized citizens are like illegal aliens, deceiving or deceived into seeing freedom as license. They are They party and vote away our life in exchange for welfare and handouts. They're rewarded by the government. All too many Americans are too secure. 50% of you are supported, emboldened to have no sense of worth. They are afraid to see their enabler as he or she is. The left of two major political parties has been composed and compromised. So let me finish the thought. All two Americans are too secure. In what? You couldn't be secure on welfare. That's not good. And they're afraid to see their abler, the left of two, the left of two major political parties has been compromised and is thus acted through as an instrument of a foreign power. Adolf Hitler, in his book, Mein Kampf, wrote, German people have no idea to the extent to which they could be gulled in order to be led. The size of the lie is a definite factor in causing it to be believed. The masses of the nation are more easily deceived than they are consciously and intentionally bad. Let me say it again. The state of the lie is a definite factor in causing it to be believed. The masses of the nation are more easily deceived. They are consciously and unintentionally bad. Through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, hell as paradise. They can be made to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise. Hitler inherited this knowledge from his dark side. He never went to school for that. He just surely had a good look at people, the inheritance of people, and inherit the potential of paradise from the wrong side of the force instead of the right side of the force. Our morals are necessary to keep predators and their mobs at bay. We're going to have a civil war. Nations with laws based on the commandments common to the hearts of all good people threaten the demoralized third world mentality, which we have in our country in great numbers. Compassion for such people will never, ever cure their problems. Rather, they will awaken or weaken them to proliferating hate towards Americans. More than 6 trillions and 40 years of compassion for Americans poor did nothing but create more poverty, discontent. Likewise, continued compassion and welfare for the demoralized world, addicted to their despots and their handouts, will eventually spell the end of us. Let me say that again because I paused. Likewise, the continued compassion and welfare for the demoralized world, addicted to their despots and their handouts, will eventually spell the end of us. They will do as they're told. If they want to destroy America, they will take those people. They have their father, so to speak, and turn your country into a burn charcoal. Socialists see themselves as liberators from what they consider the straitjacket of the law. As inheritors of paradise lost, they have slithered into American institution, operating as enablers for all our failings. So in the 1950s, many began to sense something was terribly wrong. But the persistent deadbeats of the powerful media continues caused nearly everyone to doubt him or herself. Their tactic was to hold up absurdities as reality, then apply that something that was wrong with us for seeing something wrong with them. Doubt multiplied through resentment and confusion. People's loyalties to their religion slowly began to change and adapt to the confusion sowed by the left. Like knights in shining armor, the hyper-compassionate rushed to the rescue of the very family that they destroyed, first through confusion, then their enabling and compassion, always rising to fix the problems they created. A parade of experts, whom Karl Marx called useful idiots, continue to give us all the wrong answers designed to make everything worse. This is a conspiracy of progressive involvement intended to create dependence on emerging shadow government. Global Marxism schemas plan far beyond the comprehension of most American thinkers, hence their global success. The main thrust of their attack is against our core values. By politically, economically increasing social economic anxiety, they render the masses more suggestible because they get angry, you see, and upset. And by these means, slowly but surely, upset us from reason and sovereign power of common sense. Violence and drugs have engulfed American cities. Darkness prevails. So it seems. Outrageous media-sponsored behavior presented with a straight face is meant to shock and frustrate and imprint ideas. Our own helplessness is compounded by anger. We see our country descending into slavery, so we get frustrated. We don't know what to do. This is good, lots of people, but you still have a peace in your mind. You still have, you know there's something wrong with yourself, but you still haven't seen, you still see the wrong, what's going on, the real wrong, the completed wrong. Those who are completely wrong will kill you in a second. A liberated form of Christianity sprung up, known as liberation theology, is also complicit in this infernal mischief. You can rebel against God, but never the devil. Confusion over what love and compassion really are adds more misdirection, leading us to more bad choices. Socialists encourage a mindless rebelling conforming into authority. This is the truth of all confounded loyalties and our addictions to people, places, and things. All who sin all fall for the outer lie, the spoken word of the outer lie, are slaves and become enemies of those who still live in virtue and reality. God gave the first man only two choices. He was to love, which is to say, cleave to his creator, not or rebel and fall into arrogance through the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. I want to talk to you about that later on. To this very day, secure, power-hungry elitists gravitate to work in government. They drink in the rote, academic, religious, secular knowledge as food for their backward souls. They think that the more they know, the more they are. As power intoxicates and corrupts, the ambitious begin to see reality in a whole new dark light. All too many American university professors are quite mad. Our greatest peril lies in the reverence we give those and other false authorities. So, let me continue. All too many American university professors are quite mad. Our greatest peril lies in the reverence we give those and other false authorities. Their confidence is based on their arrogance, which increases in direct proportion to their success in demoralizing people to doubt themselves, to put all kinds of stupid things in their head. And some good are not, and some are good, but you still don't know what the good is. You can't use the good as good. It's just a good noise in your head you can talk about. Education, more than not, serves an evil political force. When the pride of learning displaces common sense with rhetoric of arrogance. When stupefied people are anointed to sit unholy in the place of the holy, it portends the end of civilization, a condition we've almost reached a decade ago. Former President Clinton, like a pimp, presided over his party's stable of political hookers. His followers overlooked the obvious flaws of his form of prostitution. Similarly, in the guise of government programs that subsidized tens of millions of people, overlooked the many betrayals while their man held the office for 8 years, they liked him even more. The treason at Los Alamos, the intention flooding in California, New York, Arizona, and other border states with illegal aliens for votes, the gruesome sexual scandals, the tampering with FBI files, the selling of nuclear secrets to China, the accusations of money laundering, even reports of drug abuse inside the White House, were all overlooked in exchange for their continued pleasures and securities. Once you're in that case, you feel comfortable for being a snitch. Even now, most Americans are unable to realize what the enslaving compassion has done to them. So they go on electing scoundrels into high office. If there's really something wrong with you and you don't know what to do, you unconsciously believe the big liar that can give you the answer when they can't either, while other people look in a different way. So even most Americans are unable to realize the enslaving compassion they have for the worst in human beings. That's why you got Obama up there, and you're going to get what you bloody well deserve. And so they go on electing scoundrels to high office. Worse yet, they fail to see the danger of their romance with third world nations, most ruled by charmers, and some of whom rose from the ranks of pimp to dictator. Thank God for George Bush that we avoided electing another pimp for president. And I'm hoping that we don't elect another pimp, because one of those elected for president, one of those is one of them. And there's too many of you liking that person. And that will be the end of you.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, again. What do you think of the last half hour? Would you like... Listen, I'm not good reading my own stuff. It doesn't have the sizzle. It doesn't have the voice that really should be. It's words from a page. And as a matter of fact, while I was reading, it was awkward for me. And perhaps you can sense it. When I wrote it, it wasn't awkward. It just came out of me. As many things have, many ideas It came out to me, it slid out easy. And it made sense. And when I look back at it later, I did I write that? See? And so I tried to do my best. And I will continue to discuss your problems. And I say they're all based on your on resentment. And in the beginning of the program, one person was able to be rescued, saved, by something I said that is really kind of not supposed to be redemptive. But it's interesting. It's not in the Bible. But it's only because I said, and as I was ad-libbing that day, that nobody has their own words. There are a few, don't get me wrong, but most people, 95% of people, think their words are theirs. But if their words and their thoughts are theirs, how comes their thoughts and their choices and words, why can't they change the endless loop of thoughts, for example? If you're in control of your thoughts, how come they go round and round and round and destroy you, demoralize you, drive you crazy? And the more you struggle with it, the worse it becomes. You try to do the good thing, and it backfires on you. And then you get angry. And then you feel guilty. And then you feel guilty, you say something says to you, you have to try harder. Yes, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. It makes sense from your point of view. And so things get worse. I'm asking you now, we've got half an hour left. I'll give you the phone number if you want to call in. 800-866-8883. All you need to do, call me from 6 to 8 in the evening. All you need to do is to just tell me what the problem is. Tell me where it hurts. It's all based on one single thing, a departure from reality. A gentleman the other day spoke to me. It was yesterday. He's looking for a job. I'm looking for an expert in computers and a mechanic in fixing things, you know. But all to do with the internet, of course. An IT, is that what you call him? Yeah, yes, because Paul, who's been with me, I think, 14 years, has decided he's going to quit, and he's going to train the person who he interviews and he approves of, so he'll work for the foundation. Because lots of things are going on. There's lots of technology needed. And if you want to come to Oregon, or you don't have to come always to Oregon, you can do it from a distance. Because that's the kind of thing we have, is you're able to do it that way. You need to call my office, or call my office, and they'll give you the phone number to me, and I will talk to you. Otherwise, where was I going to go? Yes, this gentleman, as I said in the beginning, was really astonishing for me. Because I keep saying you don't have your own thoughts. A lot of people do, but a lot of people are halfway there. They have faults, and they know it, and that's good. But they don't know how to fix it. That's not good, but they still have the rest of them that's still working. Nearly everybody who's completely emotional, it will see evil as good, as I said before. And you see the Adolf Hitler as the Führer. If you are emotional, caught up with him, you see him as a beautiful person. But at the same time, you look back at the world and you see good as evil. And that's why they could do to the Jews and how it happens with every nation of people who get caught up like that. Whether it's a Hitler or Mussolini or a cannibal king. Same thing, the cannibal king supports the worst in all the cannibals. And there's no chance of anybody becoming anything but that. And if you show any brightness, they put you in the soup pot. Same thing in Germany. So once bad starts to rule, it's all over. So you've got to be very careful, America. Very, very careful. You've got to also be very careful how you deal with the people who see evil as good, who see Obama as good, see, or the people who represent Obama as good. It's because you're upside down. Because you're upside down. Anyway, let me get to my point. I tend to slip away. So this man said, it's worth saying because it's so remarkable that he was intuitive enough. He was smoking, drinking, drugging, doing everything wrong. Everything the worst for many, many years. He was 50 years old. And he says, I got completely better by one thing you said. I recognized when you said you do not have your own thoughts. Okay. Immediately, something hit that person from within and said, that's correct. I don't have my own thoughts. And the minute he saw that, he became completely cured of everything. I wish he'd call, and maybe he will tomorrow. Please God, I'm still here. But yes, because it's true. If you can recognize your thoughts, he said, he called me. He says, I saw if I could control my thoughts, why can't I control my life? Why can't I stop my endless loops of thoughts? He's right. I don't have my thoughts. What is this? And immediately, he didn't need any help from me anymore. The spoken word is the spoken word of Eve. It's the spoken word. What was in Adam was the unspoken word. So, I function, or Jesus functions, because everybody who understands him, has the same source. So everybody who has found the secret of being still and being regenerated and activated by the wordless word, which governs words and governs what you say and see, where you couldn't see before, where you couldn't speak as an authority before, calm and unaffected by terror. Did you understand that? If you can consider your thoughts are not your own, then go ahead and fix all the thoughts, all the problems your thoughts and decisions have made. That's all. And that, I don't know if that helps you, but it was delightful to hear that it began. He was able, there's a spirit in him that caught that word. It caused him to recognize it, the truth of it. And he stopped and says, that's correct. If I had my own thoughts, if they were mine, then why can't I fix them? And I cannot. I've tried. So it must be that I am not in control of my thoughts. Then who is it? Where is it? And he got the rest of the information by talking to me. 800-866-8883. No one's going to wish me well. And thank me because I'm back on the radio again. Let me say things to you. I'll tell you what it is. The response rate to this program is quite formidable, but not good enough. And the problem lies within the people I help. They have to develop a character. They've got to, in their own life, develop unspoken word and invent it as a spoken word. Wouldn't it be nice Because when you have a conversation with a person, one person says this and the other person says that. Another person says this and then there's a counterpoint. And these are all coming from the wrong places. And one could be partially right and the other could be completely wrong. But even the partial right is still not yourself. It's still not yourself. What it needs to be, I'll give you a story. I've got just a little while to tell you one of my stories. I'm not an educated person. And this is the 56th year on radio. And I created the talk show format. I'm still using it. Many others are using it. I'm the grandfather of that. But I want to tell you the story of good and evil and how bad the media was then and was for many, many, many years, for which reason you are in the state you are. See, because they have their way of manipulating you and destroying values by lies, by fake experts and things like that, intellectuals, sort of sneaking into the universities and schools and things like that. And they got them there. And the bad people always think evil, good people are evil. And so you've got the whole amount of, not all of them, I have to say there are good reporters, but most of them are not. Most of them are left wing. And the left tends to be socialistic, which is dangerous, which is communistic. And they look up to the person that supports what became of them. It took a long time for Medicaid, to produce children without fathers. And there is the secret. And while they're not corrected by a loving father, they made no-fault divorce. They created rules for the women and gave them more opportunities and rights than men. So you don't dare touch your wife. So can't be nice, mean to her. You can't speak up to her. She wins. And the whole country falls apart. Okay, so where was I when I was discussing a few minutes ago, and I stopped a thought. Things stop inside me. I have to sort of pick it up again. But there is within you, and if it is within you, what I'm referring to, what Jesus said about himself, of myself, I can do nothing. See? Why call me good? Only God is good. What does that say? He's an agent. So when he spoke, it was the human voice being programmed in the moment that is stronger than the moment of people who do not have that, who are caught up in it. And so if you have the unspoken word in your heart, it's natural. You may not even recognize you have it, but you will find, especially when you're a little boy and you go to school and all the other kids don't have dads, so to speak, good dads. So, but you got a good dad, and therefore you love the Father within the Father, the way I love the Father in my father. I didn't know that. But when he passed away, the grieving, of course, went to him. But then it began to be the angst went, carried on into what was in my father. So there was something that said to me, that wasn't your father that died. That is my representative that died. It didn't say it in those words. I'm only putting words to how I sensed it in later years. I couldn't grasp it. I loved the man who loved the Creator. And he never spoke a word about the Creator, but he acted the part. See, he didn't react to anything. He loved the family, and therefore I was free. No, there was nobody kicking me around and saying I'd never be anything and stupid. See, you're going to be like a father. See? And therefore you begin to take on me because you're so emotional, you're so young.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, having listened to me, I've got 10 minutes left. You need to go to my website and reread, or I guess you read it, because you didn't read it in the first place. I did the reading, and I'm not that good at my own reading, my own stuff. Go to Facebook, and then you'll also see me being problem with men when I'm sick like this, memory doesn't work as good. Yeah, Facebook. But yes, but it's also a person, a very famous person, Drudge. It was just a little clip of him speaking. You should read that, listen to that. It's only 1 minute and 30 seconds, but it covers everything. And what I read to you just now, if you will read it by yourself, it's better that you read this by yourself. And then you will stop at certain points which will help you tremendously. If everybody understood what I just said, and you go to Facebook, read it. I think the reading of it is, for you to read it, is better than me to read it to you. But what you need to because many of you are still on the left, and there's still potential to reach you. There's still, if you were in the Ku Klux Klan, the Ku Klux Klan can be caught up and think and not be influenced and maintained in that state by the big cheese. If you deal with a person in a bold and noble way, naturally, with words or no words as necessary, flows from you, and energy flows from you, it disturbs bad people. And the bad person, 99% in America, if you went to Germany under Hitler, if you express that radiation tendency, they kill you. But I tell you a little story. I had a partner in the diamond business, and his wife was in Germany when they were rounding up the Jews. She's Jewish. And he tells me the story about his wife. And while the Jewish people were screaming and yelling and being dragged off to the death camps, that moment, as it happened to her, instead of giving in, she walked up to the first officer, the most important officer, and said, "My good man, I'm a nurse. I can't be bothered with all this stuff, what you're doing. I have a patient that needs, he's going to die. He's one of yours. So please let me through. And the officer looked at her with great marvel and stepped aside for her. It affected him. He respected her strength. Where did that strength come from? That's the question. That's the question. Where did that strength come from? I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, that you must learn to drop all your problems and become good fathers to your children. Go back to your family. Use the meditation, and in 7 minutes, you start to see things, and they keep appearing, and you keep saying, oh, I see that. That's all that's required of you. Only the devil requires you to fix what he caused to happen through you. When you thought it was your idea, you would get guilty, and when you get guilty, you're going to try to fix it, and the more you fix it, the worse it gets. That's how, see, and that keeps you stuck and not able to see. But the minute I say you, if you are, have the condition I've been talking about, and recognize your words are not your words, your thoughts are not your thoughts, and the expression of those thoughts are not your expression of a dark side, and that becomes worse and worse the more you fail. And then the more you look for the emptiness and you look for love, and it's always in the wrong places, that you'll always attract people that are worse than yourself and make you feel better. And that's how dictators are created, by many of you like that, haters of good. But in this America, it's not about race, really. We're all colors of race and creed. But still, you take all the colors on the left of race and creed, and you pitch them against the colors of all the people of race and creed who have virtues. If you have the virtues, I am not weaknesses. Otherwise, it's appeasement. You're going to give in sooner or later, thinking it's love. You're going to give in for sure if you think you've got goodness when you don't. Is the goodness, is a surrender to what's wrong? As if the surrender to what's wrong is will make things better? No. You're actually making it worse for you and everybody else. So what we got in our country, and this is what the article that you will read on Facebook, I read it not very well, I have to admit. It will read better to you because your heart will be on it. I'm just reading and making a noise, which is pretty obvious. But it has a quality if you read it. And go to website now. Go to Facebook and read it. Tell me what you think. Meanwhile, will you support the program? I'm not able to support the program. I've not been well. And since I've not been well, some of you stopped giving money. Can I not have a sickness? Can I not have a rest? I haven't had a rest in 58. And you go to my website, f82.com, and download and get everybody else if you can. Say, listen, this helped me a lot. It's antidoteforall.com. That's where you get it on the web, all by itself, with nothing to sell. But if you want to do business with the foundation and give donations, then you can do that electronically. It's fhu.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. The foundation of human understanding is standing under something. That's why I called it the Foundation of Human Understanding. Thank you. The phone number is 800-877-3227.